The Prime Minister's speech was a typically upbeat finale to the party's first in-person conference since election victory in 2019. All week here in Manchester, Boris Johnson has relentlessly talked up a Britain transitioning, he says, to a high-wage, high-skilled, high-productivity economy, made possible by an end to uncontrolled immigration.
And we are going to deal with the biggest underlying issues of our economy and society, the problems that no government has had the guts to tackle before. And I mean the long-term structural weaknesses in the UK economy.
Levelling up of opportunity and investment is central to the government's strategy. Talent, says Johnson, is evenly distributed across Britain, but opportunity is not.
A country that is proud to be a trailblazer, to judge people not by where they come from, but by their spirit and by what is inside them. That is the spirit that is the same across this country, in every town and village and city, that can be found in the hearts and minds of kids growing up everywhere. And that is the spirit we are going to unleash.
The Prime Minister's speech was, of course, enthusiastically received by the loyal delegates inside the specially built auditorium. But there are simmering concerns here at conference that Boris Johnson is pushing this traditionally low-tax, pro-business party in a high-tax, high-cost direction. And out in the wider country, outside of this hall, there are grave concerns about a looming cost-of-living crisis coming into the winter. Johnson's speech came on the same day as what's being described as the biggest overnight benefit cut in history, affecting nearly 6 million people receiving a social benefit called Universal Credit. Neil Daly is one of them.
Now I'm going to be struggling. When I go shopping, I'm going to struggle now. It's coming to winter now. That's going to double my electric and gas. I'm not going to be able to afford that now. So I'm going to go out without eating. There's families out there, you know, and I don't know how they're going to cope, especially the elderly people, you know. It's I don't understand why they take money off the poor all the time. You know, we should take it off the people that can afford it.
Recent weeks have seen a 500% increase in wholesale gas prices, pushing up domestic fuel bills. There are shortages of labour in the farming and transport sectors. That's led to queues at petrol stations and empty shelves in supermarkets. Boris Johnson has an instinctive talent for boosterism and hyperbole. His supporters seem to love him. But the risk for this Prime Minister is that voters start to see a disconnect between his rhetoric and their economic reality. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, Manchester.